Yesterday, we saw the release of the government's stress test results. Federal bank examiners looked at the books of the country's 19 biggest financial institutions and concluded that to weather a more severe recession, 10 of them would need more capital. One of the 9 banks that Washington said would not need any more capital is Bank of New York Mellon, and Bob Kelly is its CEO and chairman. He joins us from Boston. Welcome to the program once again.
Well, thank you, Robert.
The Fed Chairman Bernanke yesterday called these tests fair and comprehensive. Critics say the tests were designed to produce passing grades. They weren't tough enough. What do you say?
I think there's always going to be critics of any process, Robert. And when I stepped back from it and looked at all the results yesterday and I thought about the process we went through over the last couple of months, I would say they were pretty tough. I thought they were comprehensive, and I thought the government was pretty transparent with the results. And the way I think about it is the losses that they inflicted on the banks in the adverse scenario for this test, it's pretty important to realize that those losses were actually worse than the losses incurred during the peak of the Depression in the 30s.
That was the hypothetical.
That's
that
right.
They ran past everyone's books.
Yeah, they called that the adverse scenario. Mm-hmm. They also looked at earnings for the next couple of years, too, and they were pretty tough on revenue growth, and they were very tough on expenses. So I think it was a good, tough test overall.
Are you surprised by how many other institutions do have to find more capital in some of the sums that they're required to reach?
In some way I was, Robert, in that I was surprised that the number turned out to be 10 of 19. When you actually look at the numbers, though, I think what you'll find is that the majority of the capital that's going to be required is really with only 3 or 4 institutions. So from that regard, it felt a little more reasonable. And the group getting down to the 3, they're fairly modest numbers. So I think overall, the market clearly saw this as a better outcome than what they were expecting.
You mean you think a more accurate description of what we heard was Bank of America, Citi, a couple of others need a lot of money. Most of the banks doing a lot better than that.
Right.
But what's the relationship between the stress test results and bank stocks if indeed they show that Bank of America needs $34 billion more capital, Bank of New York doesn't need any more capital, and both stocks go up?
I think the market basically figured it out in that they probably realized in advance that we probably wouldn't need any more capital, so there were no big surprises, and perhaps it was just a reaffirmation that our company was healthy. I think in the case of Bank of America, there was a situation where people feared that the capital raise would have to be much, much higher than what it actually turned out to be.
How much higher can it be than $35 billion? Much, much higher.
It is a very, very large company, Robert.
When does this mean that Bank of New York Mellon will repay its TARP money?
As soon as our regulators will allow us.
Well, do you have it in hand? Have you identified $3 billion or something that you should be turning back?
We could repay as soon as the regulators allow us. And we are a very, very healthy institution. We have lots of capital and we have lots of cash. And now that the results are out, the Treasury and our regulators need to think about what should be the requirements for the banks to be able to repay. And hopefully that'll happen soon, because I think it would be a great signal to the financial markets. And I think it would be a wonderful signal for the American taxpayers that not only are they getting their money back, but they're going to get a very nice return on it as well.
If we combine your upbeat assessment of things with the upbeat assessments of all the bank CEOs, We should have a great financial system. I mean, everything should be roses right now. How do we square the upbeat reaction to the stress test results with the fact that our economy certainly can't seem to finance its way out of the current recession?
Right. Well, what I would say, Robert, is firstly, one has to put it in context. We were in an extraordinarily dangerous situation last fall with the financial markets having completely locked up. Things have slowly started to improve. There's still going to be bank losses that you're going to see in the papers and lots of write-offs this year, and I would expect all of next year as well until early in 2011.
They're talking about $600 billion worth of
In the worst case of that scenario for those 19 institutions, you're absolutely right. But when you step back from it, things are better than 6 months ago. The banking system is improving. I think this fairly clearly demonstrated that most of the banks can weather the storm over this year and next. And I think it pretty clearly tells us that the government is watching very closely and they're going to ensure that all 19 banks can make it through and continue lending.
Bob Kelly, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Robert.
Bob Kelly, who is chairman and CEO of Bank of New York Mellon, he was speaking to us from Boston.